I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
But we also have different outside rushers. You know, we have guys that are more power, guys that are more speed. And we're going to try to use all those guys in different roles and, you know, just a little bit like a pitcher with different pitches, you know, just keep throwing different things out there and keep them fresh and keep them in good position to, you know, sort of wear out the opponent. The one constant on pretty much any third down that we'll have, 95 will be out there. But after that, we'll have a lot of different things. And, you know, I think that all those guys deserve chances. They've all shown that they can win. They all have a little different skill set, and I think that'll benefit us.
Hard to see to bring down.
Not hard.
So you heard Jim Schwartz talking about wearing down an offense, and then Grant Delpit saying it's not hard to tackle Derrick Henry. Now, Grant Delpit, to his credit, he was the one who was able to help Mark Andrews drop a touchdown, but the Ravens put 41 points on the Cleveland Browns, so I'm not giving Grant Delpit any flowers. That said,
but I mean, Roquan Smith scored one, blocked punt pretty much scored another
one.
Well,
they still had to score.
And it was like, what was it, 13-10 going into the third quarter?
Still scored 30 points offensively. That's a nice day at the office, though Derrick Henry did not contribute. He had 23 yards on 11 carries, caught no balls. This is after the fourth quarter fumble in Buffalo. He did fumble in this game as well, though the Ravens recovered it. Any concerns about Derrick Henry?
I'm not concerned, but I think it's at least worth monitoring the fumble thing, which is odd. And even during the broadcast, and we'll talk to Ross Tucker in a little bit, like he mentioned, you start to wonder, is this now like in this guy's head? Like, that's a really good defense. We acknowledge that's a really good defense, but let's keep it real. We also thought that with that thing ending the way it ended, and with, you know, Derrick Henry taking blame for it, even though he didn't have to take blame for it, I thought he might come out with a bit of a head of steam. And at least, even if it was his typical game against Cleveland, which is you're talking about a guy who barely averages league average per carry, right? He's right around 4 per carry against them for his career. You'd have thought there'd been some explosives.
Yeah.
So, you know, we had three quarters of gangbuster into the fourth quarter. Then things bogged down. You had the fumble. He's not able to be the closer there. You've got another weird fumble in this one after an 8-yard run, which turned out to be about as explosive as it got for him. Now, it wasn't going to be a run-heavy day, and we heard Jimmy Schwartz talking there, and Schwartz was going to run blitz, and he was going to move Myles Garrett around all over the place on pass downs and run downs. And that's not your average front, and they know this team really well. And again, they've had success against that running back over time. So I'm not going to go crazy about it. But this is a guy who's got 3,000 plus whatever carries under his belt. And I think it's worth noting that there's been a few things very early on that have been a little out of character.
For me, the fumbles, obviously that's troubling when you have two fumbles in two games, and he had three fumbles all of last year. He only lost one of them, and that was in that first Steelers game. But this is a guy, traditionally, throughout his career, he doesn't fumble. He only has two seasons in which he has more than three fumbles in a given year. So I would
just assume, seems weird. Seems weird.
I would assume and bank on the fact that he's going to have better ball security. Now, in terms of the first two games as a whole, you said it, Jason. You said it all week long leading up to it. The Browns play him well, and he's coming off a game in which he had 169 yards, and he had three rushes of 30 yards or more. And through the first two games, he's second in the NFL in rushing yards over expected at 31 years old. What I find interesting, and it's a very small sample size with just 29 carries, is looking at the splits in how well he does running outside the tackles as opposed to inside the tackles. And we know that guards are a little bit of a question mark for this Ravens team. He only has 9 carries inside the tackles compared to 20 outside. His 9 carries inside the tackles, 3.8 yards per carry, negative 9 yards rushing over expected. Outside the tackles, 20 carries, he's averaging nearly 8 yards a carry.
Yeah, I mean, styles make fights. And look, we've seen him in the regular season run wild on the Bills, and we know the Browns have been in trouble. That's why this line, the timing of the Lions thing is interesting, because that's a really good defensive front in general against the run. Now, we know the last time they came to town here, the Ravens did whatever. I mean, they carved them up, sliced them, diced them any way they wanted. First, second, third, fourth down, whatever. You know, are they going to be able to duplicate that again? I don't know. It's hard for me to bet against this offense. But this is, I think, going to be an interesting little test for them. And I'll be interested to see how the Lions approach this.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
And like, you know, is Mark Andrews hitting the wall a little bit? And they don't have Pat Ricard. So like, I sort of wonder if that's a factor here. At some point, do they start activating a sixth offensive lineman? They did that quite a bit in the second half of last year. And I'm a little, unless they don't have anybody they think is their ideal guy for that role, I don't know. And maybe that's where not having a McCary anymore factors in, you know, because that's something they lean into a lot, whether he was starting or he came in off the bench as the extra guy.
Yeah, we know that these early season matchups in the NFL are so much harder to predict because there's not much on film yet. And both of these teams, the Ravens and the Lions, have had sort of similar starts to the years. Both of them played Super Bowl contenders week one. They lost in both of those games. Then week two, you're playing two of the lesser teams in football, and they both had impressive wins. I think we'll find out a lot about these two teams on Monday night.
Also, the Browns sold out to stop Derrick Henry.
Yeah,
on Sunday.
Yeah.
I don't... Detroit's got a, like, I don't know that they're going to do the same thing. And they have a good run defense. This game has my attention. I also, when we did our six-pack on Friday, I thought that Henry would get over 100 yards because he would have a couple of explosives. Like, he would be held in check, except he'd have, like, two 30-yard runs, which would get his numbers. And I thought he'd carry the ball more. They really didn't give him the ball once they started throwing the ball all over yard.
And to your point, Ken, Derek had 11 carries in that game. He was hit behind the line of scrimmage on 8 of those 11 carries.
Yeah, like if you do that, you could hold up for a while, but the levy will eventually break because Lamar is just too good. You're not going to thwart him run blitzing for four quarters. I don't know what the Lions are going to do here. You know, they got a new defensive coordinator now. Not Aaron Glenn anymore. Anything they tried last time, I mean, it was just crazy how leveraged they were by, like, whatever the Ravens were in. It seemed like the Lions had no answer to slow it down whatsoever. I mean, that was one of those games where you're talking like 10 yards per play and ridiculous stuff like that, like, you know, 8 yards per first down. So they're going to have to go back to the drawing board. But look, we'll see if Likely plays. If he does, they might be thinking not 100%. Andrews hasn't looked great. You know,
for what it's worth,
Bateman hasn't gone off yet. Maybe they're willing to try this and say, hey, if he wants to keep throwing it to Zay Flowers underneath on crossers, we can live with that. I don't know.
For what it's worth, on the Likely part of it all, he did have an Instagram post today, like, praising God for his glory where he is. So I think he's sort of implied. No, I think we're going to see him on the practice field on Thursday.
I think he's going to play, but, like, they might be willing to say, hey, we'll sell out. And if he be, like, we'll see what that looks like. Yeah. We'll see what that looks like in the second half. You know, what kind of a pitch count might he necessarily have to be on, considering he had virtually no summer whatsoever?
Ravens and Lions, that's a Monday night game, so the Ravens won't start practicing in earnest until Thursday. And coming up next here on the program, we'll talk Ravens. Our friend Morgan Atsit, Fox 45 Sports, get her thoughts. Was it the Ravens defense? Was it old Joe Flacco? And what does she think about this matchup coming up Monday? Morgan joins us next here on The Fan.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
With TikTok ads, our revenue went up $10 million year over year during back-to-school season. Penn Foster is online education. TikTok is great because the reach is incredible for finding a lot of different types of audiences on the platform. Creator content at scale allowed us to easily develop and distribute creator-led ads. Our return on ad spend for TikTok is 21% higher than the next best channel.
Start growing your business today. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.